on last night's show, I said, Arizona, you are welcome. To anyone who knows what that means, URWA, if you follow, you are welcome America. If you follow me on Twitter, you know that you should have called your guy or call my man Todd Furman at Todd Furman on Twitter and loaded up on the Wildcats. They were going into Utah. Utah was going to a knife, going to a gunfight with a knife. 14-point line, Arizona by 21. You are welcome America. Let's find out the lights are still on in the desert. As Todd Furman from Caesar's Palace joins us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Everything good? I mean, I know City Center's had some issues there. The recession has really hit the desert hard. But with all my picks, especially college basketball, you guys still good? You guys still eating okay out there?
I'm beginning to start shading the line for all your key releases each and every night. So if I can adjust a half a point here or there, it gives us a little bit of a competitive advantage given your hot streak throughout the hoop season so far, Doug.
Why should a legal bettor, okay, in Vegas, why should a legal bettor bet the Niners and the Ravens?
There's some compelling trends going into this weekend. You talk about the Ravens line that actually opened 7 as soon as we hung it Sunday night. Game immediately was bet up to 7.5, but I'm pretty sure that was a pump fake because you talk about sharp money. They came in yesterday and gobbled up that 7.5 on Baltimore, number currently sitting at 7. Some compelling trends here. The week after a team scores 40 points or more in the playoffs, they're 3-19 against the number. That applies to the Patriots this week. It applied to the Saints 1 week ago. And you also include the fact the Ravens defense has surrendered the second fewest yards to tight ends, only allowing 665 this season, second fewest touchdowns, only giving up 3, and the sixth fewest receptions. We know how big a factor Gronkowski and Hernandez are for New England's success.
Wow, those are some compelling numbers. All right, what about the Niners? Why should I be infatuated with the Niners?
Alex Smith has proven that going into San Francisco as a visitor and trying to cover against his team has been near impossible lately. Smith is 16-1-1 against the spread the last 18 home games, and the Giants fall into a very dangerous subset today for this weekend's games. The team beating the defending Super Bowl champion, then going on the road for a following playoff game, 0-14 straight up the last 14 times it's happened.
Wow, 0-14 straight up. So that's taking out lines, and that's it. That's fantastic. Todd Furman joined us from Caesar's Palace. Todd, I'm intrigued by the possibility of rain. You know, people are saying, you know, wet track. Who does it favor? What do you think rain does to the number?
Well, with the Giants 49ers game, we immediately saw under money on Sunday. We opened that total at 44.5. It's been bet down to 42. And I think a sloppy track would probably favor the 49ers, who rely on the power run game a lot more than the Giants do. I'd have to imagine a sloppy track at Candlestick would slow down some of the high-powered passing game we've seen from Eli Manning, Hakeem Nicks, and Victor Cruz over this improbable run.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Todd Furman. That's F-U-H-R-M-A-N, at Todd Furman of Caesars Palace. He's a very good follow. He'll give you some nuggets. He'll give you some reasons to pay attention to games, pay attention to lines. Obviously, also a full slate of college hoops and NBA throughout the weekend. Todd, thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio.
Always a pleasure, Doug. Enjoy the games this weekend.